and to all of our loyal viewers interested in the robust future of network television news, that Nightline can count on serious corporate backing. Disney remained silent. Koppel had won round one. But even though he'd bought some time, he had hardly endeared himself to either Eisner or Iger. The prospect of serious corporate backing was remote. Even as Disney professed support for Koppel and Nightline, Iger was negotiating a more radical approach to the news division, spinning it off into a new company that would merge ABC News with CNN. At least initially, the new company would be 70% owned by CNN and 30% by Disney. A reminder of the synergies that might have been realized had Disney and Time Warner merged, it offered economies of scale and an estimated $200 million in annual cost savings, while ridding Eisner of an increasingly unwanted stepchild from the ABC acquisition. While Iger and Jamie Kellner, chief executive of Turner Broadcasting, worked out the financial details, ABC News president David Weston met with Walter Isaacson, his counterpart at CNN, to focus on the logistics of merging two global news organizations with high-profile correspondents and anchors. They knew the publicity would dwarf the Letterman negotiations. But by midsummer, they'd pretty much worked everything out, even the locations of foreign bureaus. So far, nothing had leaked. All they needed was board approval. ABC did have a solid success that spring with its latest entry into the reality genre, The Bachelor, developed by ABC's Andrea Wong and outside producer Michael Fleiss. Ratings of the 6 one-hour episodes built steadily as a 31-year-old single Harvard graduate, Alex Michael, winnowed a file of 25 potential brides to just one, Amanda Marsh, and then proposed marriage on national television. Though the premise arguably pushed the boundaries of the ABC-Disney brand and drew a few protests from feminists, its final episode drew 18.2 million viewers, nearly beating CSI on CBS. Susan Lin announced that the runner-up, Trista Wren, would launch a companion series, The Bachelorette. At Disneyland Paris, the much-delayed Second Gate, a Walt Disney Studios theme park, opened on March 16th. Completed at a cost of $533 million, the park was a budget version of the larger Disney MGM studios, including the Aerosmith Rock and Roller Coaster, but not the much costlier Tower of Terror. The idea, as with all the new theme parks at existing Disney locations, was to induce visitors to stay longer, a critical need at Disneyland Paris, where hotel occupancy rates remained low. Still, the new park saddled the already troubled enterprise with even more debt payments at a time when the existing debt wasn't being serviced by attendance at the original park. Eisner attended the opening and invited the entire board to a pre-opening dinner on Friday night and to Saturday's opening ceremonies. Instead of the board dinner at Disneyland Paris on Friday, Andrea Van de Kamp, Stanley Gold, and Gold's wife, Eileen, chose to dine at a bistro in Paris. The next day, the few board members toured the new park with Eisner and afterward gathered for cocktails and a buffet at one of the new restaurants. Van de Kamp found herself chatting with Bob Iger and mentioned that she had some concerns. "I'm not sure there's enough here," she said.